Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. This is King Rahugana talking to Jad Bharat here. Yeah? My dear sir, you have said that the relationship between the king and the subject, or between the master and the servant, are not eternal. Shishirada Gokulananda ki ja. Sitaram Lakshmana Shishigar Nitai ki ja. But although such relationships are temporary, when a person takes the position of a king, his duty is to rule the citizens and punish those who are disobedient to the laws. By punishing them, he teaches the citizens to obey the laws of the state. Again, you have said that punishing a person who is deaf and dumb is like chewing the jute or grinding the pulp. That is to say, there is no benefit in it. However, if one is engaged in his own occupational duty, as ordered by the Supreme Lord, his sinful activities are certainly diminished. Therefore, if one is engaged in his occupational duty by force, he benefits because he can vanquish all his sinful activities in that way. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Now, this purport, it may have no connotation and may has nothing to do with book distribution. But there is a little something there, and we will ask you at the end, after reading the purport, if you can pick up what there is that we could... it's got a lot to do with the book distribution. So if you could hear attentively the Srila Prabhupada's purport here. This argument offered by Maharaj Rahugana is certainly very effective. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.4, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Tasmat kenapi upayena manaha krishne niveshayet. Somehow or other, one should engage in Krishna consciousness. Actually, every living being is an eternal servant of Krishna, but due to forgetfulness, a living entity engages himself as an eternal servant of Maya. As long as one is engaged in Maya's service, he cannot be happy. Our Krishna consciousness movement aims at engaging people in Lord Krishna's service. That will help them become freed from all material contamination and sinful activities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.10. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. By becoming detached from material activities, we will be freed from fear and anger. By austerity, one becomes purified and eligible to return home back to Godhead. The duty of the king is to rule his citizens in such a way that they can become Krishna conscious. This will be very beneficial for everyone. Unfortunately, the king or president engages people in sense gratification instead of the Lord's service, and such activities are certainly not beneficial for anyone. King Rahugana tried to engage Jad Bharat in carrying the palanquin, which is a form of sense gratification for the king. However, if one is engaged as a palanquin carrier in the Lord's service, that is certainly beneficial. In this godless civilization, if a president engages people somehow or another in devotional service, or in the awakening of Krishna consciousness, he renders the very best service to the citizens. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mlitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Kayati Grim Yam Kripatamam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishna Bhutale Shrimati Mahakrishna Visnanti Namine Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishta Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshi Navanti Paskata Desatarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So we heard the purport. Does anybody pick up any hints? Yes. The very last bit. What? Okay. Yes? Sorry, could you speak a little bit louder? Thank you. That's a good one also. Mataji, then Govind, and then you. Just the main point. Don't give the whole... Yeah. Yeah. That's good, yeah. That's a good one also. Yes, Govinda Prabhu. Arivo! That was... yeah, that's a similar term. Yeah. Exactly. That's what Pramanava Prabhu also hinted. What was yours? People. Yes. So everything, all the points that you have raised, they're all equivalently on the same level. They're all principle point. They're all valid. But it's amazing how Srila Prabhupada's purports are affecting people or devotees in a different way. Like some devotees, they find, you know, a particular point more relevant to them. Some other devotees, another point. So you could see it's very universal purport. But the thing that struck me here, because it's something that I go out every day with this mood to, like Govinda Prabhu, he had to write on the nail, and Pramanava, about the being engaged. For many lives, Prabhupada says, we carry so many things. Because this, the soul, the business of the soul in this world is to carry the body, the mind, the senses, responsibilities, to carry desire. We're carrying so many things to in order to provide a sense of gratification for the body and for the family or the people that we are attached to. We carry money to the family in order for them to. We carry memories. So we are a palanquin carrier. And but Prabhupada here says at the end, you know, if we can switch a little bit into become a palanquin carrier of Krishna, that means, like we said, that we carry the message of Krishna to the human society. I mean, this is the point that has struck me. I've read this a few months ago, something that inspired me a lot, this purport, because even at the prayer of Saint Francis, he had only one prayer and made him a perfect, made him a siddhi, a pure devotee, very dear to God. Does anybody know what was the prayer of Saint Francis? He exalted himself just with one prayer, a chief prayer. Of course, you know, he was a poet. So many prayers they came about afterwards. But every day he would recite the same prayer. Okay. You can speculate. You're allowed to speculate. Yeah, it's very synonymous. He used to pray to God to please make me the carrier of your peace. Carrier. Let me carry your peace. And now, that mood is no different from a book distributor, or a preacher, or a Sangitan devotee, or a devotee. we carry the burden of love of our families for many lifetimes, the children, the wives, the burden of possessions, the attachments, the burden of conditioning. Narada Muni, he says in the first canto of the Bhagavatam that all of us, when we are born in this world, we carry with us on our shoulder a baggage called karma. And this baggage, each one of us has a baggage with a different contents in it. When we are born, this baggage contains a certain amount, a certain span of life, a certain number of years that you are supposed to live. And there is a certain amount of happiness in it. There is a certain amount of suffering in it. There is a particular group of friends that you're going to meet. There is a particular body that you're going to have. There is a particular wife you're going to marry, or husband you're going to marry. There is a certain amount of disease coming to you. This is all predestined by karma from previous life, prarabdha karma. Now we're carrying around on our shoulder this baggage. But when we decide to become a palanquin carrier of the Lord, what does that mean? We start with the initiation. You know, you carry, practically you demonstrate this mood of being the palanquin carrier of your guru, first to carry the word for the guru. What does that, everything has a meaning in the Vedic system. Carrying the word means, what does that mean? Anybody know? Carrying the word for the guru. Govinda? Yes, but what does that mean, carrying the word? Yes, but carrying the word means carrying the instructions of the guru. Inject the disciples with his instructions, and then he puts him on probation. Even before the initiation, there is a probation, you know, a trial phase. Just like before you become a policeman, you become a policeman, but you are supervised on probation. But because before you become an officer, you are supervised by the police body. If you can handle carrying the instructions and the work, and so similarly, like the initiation, you carry the word to the guru. You have to first prove that you can carry, you can handle the instructions that the guru gives you. And that's why then when you take initiation, then there is some more word you have to carry. No meat eating, fish or eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. So carrying the instructions of the guru, we have to carry on our shoulder all the time. And we then, what are the instructions? Preach. Lord Chaitanya also said, you know, wherever you go, whoever you meet, give them some, carry this, carry Krishna with you and give it to the people. So what a wonderful thing. Every day when I come out, my motto. Let me carry Krishna in the palanquin of my consciousness. Let me carry Krishna to the people. It's the burden of love. It's something, even if you do a little bit every day, it's wonderful, you feel good. It's very light. Krishna is very, very light. It's a beautiful breath, fresh air, lighter than the air. Many of us, we've done book distribution and you carry a huge bag of books. You've done for about 12 hours, 13 hours in the past, and you don't feel tired. Isn't it? I mean, I've seen many, many devotees, I've witnessed devotees carrying the bag, book bag. Then once they become old, the only time when they start to feel the weight, the pain, and tired is when they don't do book distribution anymore. That's myself. Then you start to have a pain on the shoulder, pain on the... Oh, I've done so much book distribution. But actually, I never remember a day when the old thing was heavy for me. I never remember a heavy day on book distribution. Because more you surrender to Krishna, more you enjoy doing it. And you don't even feel the pain. Krishna makes the books more light than the feathers. So carrying Krishna, carrying the books, is such a wonderful thing. It's a sign of, thank you, my Lord. I've carried Maya, I've carried, you know, my sense gratification for many, many years. You have always carried me. Because, Krishna has always been providing for all of us, for millions of lives, Ambija Pradapita. It's our Father. Whether we are in the spiritual world, He looks after us. And where we are in this material world, away from Him, He will still look after us. He will become a Paramatma to guide you and to follow you everywhere. That's how much He loves us. And He says in the Gita also, you know, I will preserve, if you think of me, I will preserve what you have and I will carry what you like. Right? He says that. So Krishna is a carrier of all the things that we get every day. He's been serving us for many millions of lives. Bhakti Vatsala, out of love for His lost children, He's still... You can see, still you can breathe, you can be happy, you got clothes, you got food, you know, that goes in your stomach every day. He's the one, Maya Dakshina Prakriti, the hand behind everything that we get every day. We take for granted all the if He stops the growth of the vegetables, the grains, of the cotton, then we can't clothe ourselves anymore, we can't feed ourselves anymore. So you could see how much He's carrying His duty to look after us, even though we are ungrateful. People, they don't believe in God, but still they eat, still they use the kingdom of God, without God. So just for once, let's try to switch and say, the mentality and say, rather than Krishna has been, God has been carrying me for many, many lives, let me carry him just a little bit. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramachandra in the Ramayana, he said, there is no sins that can be atoned. No sinful activity, there is no atonement for any type of, no, sorry. He says there is atonement for any type of sinful activities, but there is no atonement for one. Does anybody know which one is? To be what? That's the one. To be ungrateful. To be ungrateful, it's actually the greatest sin. You know, when you receive, but then you never reciprocate. It's such a, you know, unethical thing, isn't it? Very selfish thing to do. This was in the pastimes of Sugriva, when Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Ramachandra was helping Sugriva to reinstate in his kingdom, and he got his wife back. He fought against Bali, Lord Ramachandra. So he pulled out Sugriva out of his misery. And then Sugriva said, Lord Chaitanya, I always say Lord Chaitanya. No difference anyway. Sadbuch, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramachandra, Krishna. It's all one. Lord Ramachandra said, okay, so the raining season is coming. So you rest, you enjoy with your wife. And then after that, you help me to gain Sita back. But then he completely forgot being an animal. He didn't do it deliberately. Sugriva, he forgot. And Lord Ramachandra became very upset, angry. And that's when he pronounced this statement. He sent Lakshman, he said, tell him that there is atonement for any sins, but not for being ungrateful. So to be grateful, it's a wonderful thing. Let me do something for the Lord. Let me carry the Lord. And the best way we can carry Krishna, of course we carry him in our heart everywhere we go, and but it's in the form of these beautiful books. Book Bhagavat, Person Bhagavat, the books are non different from Bhagavan. And these are the words of Bhagavan, Lord Krishna. Not just that, but also all the words of his acharya, his devotees. So carrying the the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of this paper, it's such a privilege. In Kali Yuga, it is the Sanatan Dharma of this age to make our consciousness as a palanquin and fill it up with these books and carry Krishna wherever we go. Now, whether it's a book distribution, or you do some preaching program, or you do some prasada distribution, give them a little something about Krishna. And especially this month of December that we are starting the marathon today, it's very dear to Krishna. Why is dear to Krishna? Because he says so in the Bhagavad Gita. Of the Nahami Jrendomam, which one is the verse of the month I am, the month of December? Sorry? Of the month, I am the month of December in the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, something. Margash, yeah, something like that. And so he declared himself that month of December. And I was always wondering why this month is dear to Krishna. Why he claims himself the month of December is not different from me. It's a special month. I don't know if you have noticed it when you do book distribution for all those who have distributed books. The month of December, everybody's in a happy mood. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshmanaman Shishi Garnitai Ki Jai. Somehow or another, this is not just my own experience, but the experience of many devotees around the world, even Srila Prabhupada, in one letter, he said, this month is very fertile to plant the seeds of Krishna consciousness. People, they are open. People, they are in a receiving and giving mood. That's why there's a lot of presence, exchange, love exchange between relatives, friends. Also because it's been a tough year. So everybody's looking for a break. The best break is always at Christmas. So people, they are in a jolly mood, good mood. Book distribution increase all over the world for any religions, not just for the Hare Krishna. We shouldn't live in the balloon concept that we are the only ones making noise. The Christians also, the increase of the Bibles, it doubles almost during Christmas. Of course, they attribute the credit to Jesus Christ, which is also a messenger of God. But we are serving the source, which is the father of Jesus, Krishna. And therefore, so this month is the month of an opportunity. An opportunity where you can invest in the month of October, November is the month of sacrifice, preparation, that you make a vow. And December is the month. It was actually the beginning of December was the month when Bhishma Devi made the vow of remaining Dhritavrata Brahmachari. It was actually the last 5 days of Kartik. And I believe it's the last day of Kartik when Bhishma Dev made that vow. And so the month of December is the most auspicious one for planting seeds. The seeds of in the form of these books. People somehow or another, they feel happy. We don't know why. But somehow it's the supreme arrangement of the providence. And that's when devotees in the early days, they discovered the marathon. Prabhupada said, yes, this is the month when we should take advantage. Because everyone is happy. Everyone is in a receiving mood and giving mood. So, why not? So, for many, many lives, like Prabhupada says at the end of the purport, we've been serving Maya. We've been carrying around the palanquin of Maya. And in this palanquin, as there are so many objects and subjects, like money, wife, children, power, fame, desires, we're carrying around so much the burden of material life. And that's what actually is heavy and crushes. The living entities, they're fatigued by carrying around this burden. And Prabhupada is inviting us here that just for once, let's carry around the palanquin of Krishna. No matter how heavy it is, but it's very, very light. Krishna says, I'm very close to you and very far away. I can be very, very heavy, but I can be also very light. So this is the burden of love, to carry Krishna to people. And when we do that, he becomes very, very happy. So let's start the month by understanding at least the importance of this mission, because we all became devotees, not just because we like vegetarian food and have some association in the temple with like-minded people. That's all good. We dress well, we put on tilak, we do lots of worship, we do so many activity. But what is the purpose? Why Prabhupada came to the West? What is the purpose that serves as a principle for all our activities? The purpose is, what is the purpose? Yeah, I'm asking myself, I'm asking all of you. Always remember Krishna and never forget it. That's a good purpose, very good one. But the purpose, why Prabhupada came to the West? Prabhupada already remembered Krishna, he never forgot Krishna. So he said compassion. Yes, to save others, like he says here in the purport. Everybody else is depending on us. We shouldn't say Krishna will come and deliver them. It's not that the Lord he has to appear personally to deliver these people. He has already done that. He's appeared already in the form of his books. So we have to only deliver those books to people. Deliver God to them. He's using us as a palanquin carrier. So this is the purpose of human life, is to help others and to wake them up about God, that there is much a better place and it's worth checking it out after we die. And that's the spiritual world, the kingdom of God, your eternal Father. So what a better gift than that you can give it to people. So if we try to do little something for Srila Prabhupada, that doesn't mean we have to leave everything and distribute these books. But whatever you could do, even one book a day, you can give out one book in the month. You are a contributing factor to this transcendental mission. Prabhupada will be very, very happy. It's not that Prabhupada is not a vindicative. He's not like a Taliban. You know, that either you distribute my books or I punish you. It's not like that. The Acharya, they're not like that. Lord Chaitanya is not like that. If you don't do anything at all, if you just take prasad, lie down on the bed and you breathe and you go to sleep, Prabhupada is happy that at least, you know, you have given up your material life, and there you are. There is my child. You know, is purifying himself with prasad, and so he's very happy. But he becomes more happy if you do a little something for him. You know, there is a say: something is better than nothing. But of course, more is better than something. That's why you get different types of devotees: those who give it all. And if you can't give it all, Krishna says in the Gita, if you can't give a bhakti, give a karma yoga. It offers a little. If you can't do bhakti, do karma yoga. If you can't do karma yoga, do jnana yoga. He's always giving a little alternative for all of his servant, because we are not all the same. We have a different degree of priority in our lives to do. We got different degree of consciousness, different degree of surrender. But Prabhupada loves everybody. So if you do one book, it's better than doing nothing. If you do nothing, also Prabhupada, as long as you don't criticize devotees. So there is always something better to do. I give out one book, you can give out a few books. More you do, yayatam mam prabhadyante. Krishna says, more you do for me, more I reciprocate. And more you taste the gift of Krishna, because happiness lies into giving. The nature of the soul is to give. whereas the nature of the mind is to take. So more we cultivate the nature of giving to people, and more you are happy, more you are acting on the platform of the soul. Right? When you take, it may be you give some gratification to the body, but you really feel content in your soul when you take. I don't think so. Dusparina nalina cha. The senses are never satisfied. You're bringing fuel, more fuel to your senses, and they increase the fire of the desire. So more we accrue, more we carry around on our shoulder to satisfy the body, to satisfy the family, the society, the nation, or whatever. So more we are unsatisfied. But if we are in the mood of giving, then you feel happy. Because the soul is very rich by nature, as eternality, happiness, and knowledge. So when you give those things to people. Happiness. Happiness only comes from the soul. It doesn't come from the body. So it's 5 minutes to 8:30. And I'll wish you good luck. A good meditation this month. It's the 1st of December today. Even if you can't do distribute anything, but at least wish well to all those who are distributing books. That's also pleasing to Krishna. And remember that more you do, more Krishna will reciprocate. Thank you very much, and we'll finish here. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya.